Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
More than 5,000 people attended a Democratic fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall featuring big-name celebrities like Barack Obama, Stephen Colbert, and Lizzo, as well as lesser-known celebrities like President Joe Biden.
Hello. A big star like Lizzo. Was that fat-shaming, do you think? Is that what that was? Because I don't think that's, that ought to be frowned upon. Your Democrats and their efforts at comedy, not so great. Am I right? Not so great. Well, happy one day after Transgender Visibility Day at the White House. Your Democrat Party having a lot of mental issues, lots and lots of mental issues. And if you're looking for a charging station for your electric vehicle, well, let me just say that the Biden administration is here to, what are they here to do, Michael, there? It's a pretty amazing story. Even the Washington Post has it buried in there because it's Democrats and they're here to protect Democrats, not expose government absurdity. But, I've got this amazing story for you. And it is truly an amazing story. The Washington Post, with their headline today, is that the Biden administration has spent more than $7 billion, $7.5 billion, and years. They've spent $7.5 billion, and they now have 7 charging stations in 2 years.
We did it!
That's exactly right. Michael Piercy is very proud of them, because he has a 9-year-old boy and he knows you have to treat Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrats like they're infants. We have to infantilize them. The slow build-out threatens transition from gas-powered cars. Wait a minute. The $7.5 billion investment, that's what they call spending. In the English to Liberal Translation Dictionary, the word investment means spending your money. And the headline here, investment in EV chargers yields 7 stations in 2 years. Heck of a job. Heck of a job, Brownie, over here. That's pretty amazing stuff. Let me just tell you. And I want to share. I'll tell you where they are so you can plot your coast-to-coast trip based on where the 7 charging stations are for $7.5 billion. So what is that? $1 billion per charging station. This is what happens when you put Democrats in charge of what they call investments, investing. Quite amazing. We've got that. And that is a remarkable story, to be sure. Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree. So we got that. Yesterday was not only transgender, and this ought to be Joe Biden. It should be the first line in his obituary. Joe Biden declared Easter Sunday to be Transgender Day of Visibility in the United States of America. Not to be confused. We wouldn't want to conflate Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday. By the way, happy Easter plus one. I hope you had a wonderful family Easter with normal people. I know that they're harder and harder to find because of Democrats. And there's a great deal of mental illness out there. And that is, once again, what is that, Michael? Democrats. That is Democrats. That's what that is. And it's an amazing, amazing time to be alive in the United States of America. And the who was it? The Democrat members of Congress out there attacking Republicans yesterday. And they got a fake pastor who's a member of the U.S. Senate. And Joe Biden is the fakest Catholic in the history of the world. I sometimes get a little pushback, a little grief, a little guff for calling Joe Biden a fake Catholic. Honestly, well, yesterday he came out and he said, no, Jesus was wearing a ball gown, as Joe Biden said, President of the States. That's why He thinks that it's transgender. And it and the Transgender Day of Visibility, big thing, Easter Sunday, Christ, Jesus Christ rises from the dead, and it's one of the most important events in the history of humankind, certainly Western civilization. But the left is assaulting all of the fundamental building blocks of Western civilization, like gender and education and faith, religious faith, Christianity, Christendom, and it's completely crazy. Western civilization is under assault by the left. And in the United States, the Democrat Party is the left. They're the, and boy, are they the left. So trans, and also was not only was yesterday declared Transgender Day of Easter Sunday, Day of Visibility for Joe Biden, the fakest Catholic in the history of the world, but it was also Cesar Chavez Day. Cesar Chavez, the, you know, boycott grapes. A radical left-wing extremist farm labor organizer, a political extremist. And Easter Sunday is also Cesar Chavez Day because Cesar Chavez's granddaughter is a senior Biden campaign official, just by the way. And it's quite amazing. It's not Easter Sunday. It's not a Christian holiday. It's not the highest of holy holidays for billions and billions of Christians around the world. It is dress up like a lady and pinch your own buttocks day down at the White House, and then dance around an avocado singing the Cesar Chavez song, because the Democrat Party is anti-Western civilization, and they are here to uproot the underpinnings of the roots of Western civilization. Just amazing. Wonder what they're going to do for Christmas this year. It's going to be like, you know, National Sodom and Gomorrah Day. They these people, I almost stopped at the first thing, but I decided to keep going. Pretty amazing. Yeah, what are they going to do with Christmas? Just amazing stuff. And when the Speaker of the House raised an eyebrow yesterday at the Democrats declaring Easter Sunday to be Transgender Day of Visibility, Speaker of the House, they had this total charlatan, Senator Raphael Warnock, come out and attack the Speaker of the House, saying this abhorrent bigotry, as he, a fake pastor, is engaging in anti-Christian bigotry of the first order. Then I'm sure he got onto anti-Semitism later in the day, which is really the backbone of the Democrat Party today. Just absolutely extraordinary stuff. Yeah, that's right. It's aberrant bigotry, says Raphael Warnock, to raise an eyebrow, fake pastor, to raise an eyebrow at the Democrats declaring the highest of Christian holidays. I wonder what they're going to do with Ramadan. Ramadan is like, International Sodomy Day or something. It's a month, pardon me. It's not just a day. They go with the Eid. They're going to have to desecrate the Eid, but they would never do that because they're terrified of Islam, that they'll murder them, but they won't say that out loud because, you know, they love Hamas. Oh, speaking of which, yeah, Democrats disrupted the church service at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, the great St. Patrick's Cathedral, and they showed up and created a distraction and then stormed the stage with their insane banner that they unfurled, and it's crazy about the environment. And then they're chanting "Free, Free Gaza" because they're like a combo pack, you know. On transgender, they should be arrested for a hate crime because it was Transgender Visibility Day, not because it was Easter and they attacked the altar at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. Never mind that; the Democrats are good with that. But they should be charged with a hate crime, arrested really, and get life in a gulag north of the Arctic Circle, Putin style. Because they took over the altar on Transgender Visibility Day and Cesar Chavez Day. Just amazing. The Democrat Party is disturbed, mentally deranged. And if you're a Democrat, you're welcome to call and explain to me why I'm wrong. But I know that you can't because you're sad. And I'm guessing your parents and your parents' parents were likely fairly sad too, but not as sad as you. Amazing stuff. Yes, yeah, so they attacked the altar at St. Patrick's Cathedral with a big banner because the weather, they're crazy about the weather, And then they're chanting, kill the Jews from the river to the sea. They're really just chanting pro-Hamas chants, but that's what Hamas is about, kill the Jews from the river to the sea. And people that call themselves liberals in the United States are all in with Hamas, a radical Islamic terrorist army, a genocidal army of racists. And the Democrat Party is completely in the hot tub with them. Hot tub. They're right there in the hot tub. And their hands are all under the water. You know how that goes. Also today is the Easter egg roll. But you must not have any Easter eggs or anything else with any religious symbols like a cross or a crucifix or Jesus or He is risen. They have prohibited any reference to religion at the Easter egg roll at the White House because they're communists. Are they communists, Michael, or are they fascists? Are they fascists or are they communists? They are anti-Western civilization. These are not liberals. How many times do I have to say it? These are not liberals. This is the left. And the left is as illiberal as any gang of mass murderers in the history of the world. They are the number one gang of mass murderers in the history of the world. The left is. They've taken over the Democrat Party in the United States of America. Remarkable stuff. So I want to get into all that because there are a lot of commentary on that, as you might imagine. But, you know, they are. The other night, my brother in from Chicago visiting for Easter and family Easter dinner last night. And we had the Ten Commandments on with Charlton Heston. Charlton Heston. We grew up in the same area, me and Charlton Heston. And Charlton Heston was there. And it's, you know, the epic Cecil B. DeMille motion picture. It was on ABC, believe it or not, which means that I think it was like 4 hours and 45 minutes long or something like that, because they got a lot of commercials in there, and it's a long movie to begin with. But they had Edward G. Robinson, you know, yeah, where's your Moses now? Where's your Moses now? You know, got that whole thing going on. And Edward G. Represents the Democrat Party in the Ten Commandments. Remarkable stuff. They create, he tells everybody to throw their gold into a pile, and they create a, you know, a false idol. And today, the Democrats are Edward G. Robinson at the Jewish escape from slavery and bondage in Egypt into the Holy Land of Israel, where they went thousands and thousands of years ago. But the Democrats say they colonized it in 1949 because they have brains like grains of rice, maybe risotto. We had a great risotto the other day, too, because, you know, a great relative who's Italian from Italy, you know, came in and made this wonderful risotto night before last. And when I was eating the risotto, I couldn't help thinking, you know, that's the size of your average Democrat brain. It's one grain of risotto. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, the Biden administration is also telling us now that potatoes are not vegetables. They're grains. Boys are not boys. Girls are not girls. Jesus is not risen. Christendom is not essential to Western civilization. And potatoes aren't vegetables anymore. They just push the envelope every day to see what they can get away with. I know, let's relabel potatoes and say that potatoes, like Democrats, now identify as grains rather than as vegetables. And that's what they're doing today. Quite remarkable. No religious iconography at the Easter egg roll. It's Easter. The first word is Easter. Second word is egg. Then there's roll. Just amazing. Transgender Day of Visibility is Eastern Sunday, as is Cesar Chavez Day, because they're communists. Just amazing. Our values are absolutely under assault, replacing God and Easter with the Edward G. Robinson false idols, attacking the altar at St. Patrick's Cathedral, and chanting in favor of a radical Islamic jihad, terrorist, genocidal army called Hamas. Just amazing stuff. Oh, and Joe Biden is infuriating the Democrats because billions more in weapons for Israel while building a pier for Hamas and providing Hamas with all kinds of supplies to keep both sides of the war going, because Joe Biden, I think maybe after school Satan Club was ongoing before we knew about it. Joe Biden must be in charge of after school Satan Club. Amazing stuff. In California, there is a they've arrested a cannibal that grabbed a man's severed leg, from a train accident, ran across the street and began gnawing on it like some kind of a crazy cartoon. Police have revealed that the cannibal is a Democrat. Can't say whether he's an illegal alien or not, or at least haven't said yet. Might be a Haitian. That is a completely crazy story. California's minimum wage for fast food goes to $20 an hour today. So the jobs start, going away, and restaurants start closing because the Democrats are making everything better. Also, we had the funeral on Saturday for the murdered police officer, murdered by a Democrat in New York City because, you know, Democrats. And we are at 888-630-9625. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
And how many Democrats can count to three? And I mean, like members of Congress, Secretary of the Army, and the inability of the many inabilities of the modern Democrat, absolutely extraordinary. And I have a number of examples that ought to be traumatizing to our culture to share with you today. But before we get all of this crazy stuff, how many presidents were on stage at Radio City Music Hall the other night? And how many of them were former presidents, and how many Democrats know the difference? That's every day is an IQ test, and let me tell you. All right, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Phil, calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Philip, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Mr. Plant, happy Easter to you, and it's April 1st, so it's got to be Joe Biden is a fool day. Mm-hmm. But look. These people, every time they do a protest, they have to go where working people have to do stuff that they are very dedicated to, like, you know, praising the Lord and Jesus Christ and being thankful and respectful. They got to ruin a respectful ceremony with their nonsense. I'm so happy the pastor grabbed that one protester and threw him out of the church. I almost said something. But anyway, I just wanted to say I have no respect for any of these people until they do their own thing on their own day. They don't try to conflate it with something that we really prize and praise, like Jesus Christ's existence, and they stay out of the street and protest on the sidewalk. So anyway, God bless you, Mr. Plant, and thank you, WMAL, for being there.
Well, thank you, Phil. I know that... Hundreds of millions of people feel precisely the way that you feel. But the left, the Democrats, they also enjoy information dominance and media dominance. So most Americans aren't even hearing about Transgender Day of Visibility creating conflict within the eyes and the minds of many millions. And with Easter and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the foundations of the world's greatest faith, although there was the guy at Saturday Night Live, he said Islam on Holy Saturday, he said Islam is better. Now I'm going to get into Joe Biden and the Democrat Party converting Easter, what Easter now identifies as Transgender Visibility Day. Not to be confused with Transgender Day of Vengeance, Day of Vengeance. Vengeance for what? They don't make clear for their own mental illness. And they're out there lying that, oh, transgender people come under attack about 97% of the time by someone they're dating. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. And if you want to not be murdered in the United States, become transgender because you're four times more likely to be murdered in the United States if you're not transgender than you are to be murdered if you are transgender. But the Democrats lie about all of that all the time. It's pretty amazing. The lie is so big. Now let's go to some dim-witted Democrats. And again, I'm going to get to Easter Sunday, and today is the Easter egg roll with no religious references allowed, banned by, you know, the communists, like the Stalinists, they banned religion. The Maoist Chinese communists, they banned religion and symbols of religion. And the Democrat Party on Easter, the Easter egg roll one day after Easter, they're banning religious symbols at the White House in the United States of America, where the First Amendment guarantees your religious freedoms and liberties, but never mind that. All right, so let's go to this dim-witted person. I was watching the television for you on Friday, and it was, I think, the first text that I sent Michael after leaving the show on Friday, and I was watching the television, and they had on the Fox News Channel, they had a Democrat on, a Democrat, who disgraces the Irish people, which is a hard thing to do. Patrick Murphy is his name, and he is a lawyer who served for several years in the Army, and he thinks that he's Audie Murphy. He thinks that he's Agent Orange now. He went to Iraq as a lawyer for a little while, and then because Democrats found somebody who's a left-wing radical extremist who served in Iraq and served in the Army, that's pretty rare, he was made the acting Secretary of the Army under Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, who is not on our side. And this guy, Patrick Murphy, was on the television on Friday. And I was watching him. And when he said what he said, I did a spit take. And I actually made a little video off the TV screen with my telephone, which has a video camera in it. Kind of interesting, which is how those people in California captured the cannibal eating the human leg after the train incident killed that man. But let's get back to Patrick Murphy, because this guy pretends like he's Agent Orange. Again, he was a lawyer in Iraq for a short period of time, and then he became Barack Obama's acting Secretary of the Army. And he was on television on Friday. Now, you may have heard of January 6th. There was a short riot. It was mostly peaceful. And Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed by the police. She was a 12-year Air Force veteran, served much longer in our military than Patrick Murphy did. And she was shot and killed without warning by a racist police officer, U.S. Capitol Police, Lieutenant Byrd, for the alleged crime of trespassing while unarmed and while smiling. But she was a Trump supporter. And that made it good in the eyes of the news media that this woman, Ashley Babbitt, was shot and killed. Say her name. You know, the Democrats, if she had only been hanging out with crack dealers and if her boyfriend had shot a cop in the leg when he came through the door serving a warrant, then she'd be a hero. And the Democrats would say her name. All right, but here's Patrick Murphy. But if she's not a crackhead, crack-dealing moll whose boyfriend shoots cops, then she can't be a hero, because Democrats shoot cops. That's the thing. And they love people that shoot cops. The one of the two people arrested for shooting a New York City police officer last week is in court today. The news media will ignore it because they're done with that story. But here is Patrick Murphy, Barack Obama's Secretary of the Army. And let me just give you a little background on him. I went to his Wikipedia page where you have everything you need to know. January 29th, 2016, Murphy issued, now January 29th, 2016, Murphy issued a formal directive opening all combat arms positions to females. Yay! Now more women can be killed in combat. But wait. He also doubled the maternity and paternity leave, Pete Buttigieg, paternity leave, months and months of paternity leave. Maternity and paternity leave available to troops to 12 weeks. But wait, he was instrumental in ending the ban on transgender people serving in the Army, because that's the army that we need, is a transgender army with lots of paternity leave and have more women getting killed in combat, because that's the polite thing to do now. So he was on the Fox News channel, and nobody corrected him. Again, January 6th, one person was shot and killed. That was a Trump supporter named Ashley Babbitt after serving 12 years in the Air Force. And she they gave a medal to the guy that shot the unarmed woman and killed her without warning. No pepper spray, no nightstick, no taser, no non-lethal, which the Democrats pretend to like very much when you're dealing with career criminal crackheads like St. George of Fentanyl, right, who was, again, resisting arrest and filled with fentanyl and methamphetamine when he died of heart failure. But never mind that. He's the hero of the Democrat Party. And here is Barack Obama's acting Secretary of the Army, and he just lies and lies and lies.
I think President Biden absolutely supports the police. Yeah, sure. I think you know my background. I'm a former prosecutor, combat veteran, and a son of a cop. I mean, when you look at, unfortunately, January 6th, there was five police officers, Capitol Hill police officers, that were killed that day.
He's a combat veteran. He was, like Bo Biden, a lawyer in Iraq for a period of time, and he was awarded a Bronze Star, but that's for being a real good Democrat Party lawyer. He was probably advocating for transgender people in Iraq. He says he's a combat vet. I don't know if he got his combat infantryman's badge or not, but he was a lawyer in Iraq, and then he fought for transgender, he was in the JAG Corps, Judge Advocate General Corps, not generally the most trigger-happy bunch you're going to find in a combat zone, and just amazing. According to his page, he did receive a Bronze Star, but it doesn't say anything about the combat infantryman's badge. His father was a cop and must be ashamed of his son, and he's a combat vet. If he doesn't have his CIB, then it might be a case of stolen valor. But I just need to hear that short part. The five police officers, U.S. Capitol police officers, were shot and killed that day. This is what this guy said on Friday, and nobody on the Fox News channel, the anchor, or the other guest on the panel corrected him.
January 6th, there was five police officers, Capitol Hill police officers, that were killed that day.
There were five Capitol Hill police officers that were killed that day. That is a shameless lie by a lion sack of Judea. Zero U.S. Capitol police officers were killed that day. U.S. Capitol police officer Brian Sicknick died the next day of a stroke, which is natural causes. And he was a big Trump supporter, by the way. Don't tell Democrats that, because they'd have to go back to hating him. But isn't that amazing? Five U.S. Capitol police officers were killed that day. And I thought, boy, isn't that remarkable? That's completely untrue. I have a friend who's a U.S. Capitol police officer, now former U.S. Capitol police officer, but was there that day. And I texted him this video clip on Friday. And zero U.S. Capitol. Now, the news media and the Democrats and this filthy, you know, they call another word for lawyers is liars, right? And this guy's a liar. Oh, and by the way, he's a former Democrat member of Congress. I left that out as well, from Pennsylvania. And he doubtless has political ambitions in the future, because they all do. Just amazing. Yeah, he was Secretary of the Army, and he was in the House of Representatives from Pennsylvania. And he's a disgrace to the English language and to Western civilization and to the U.S. military and to the U.S. Congress, which isn't as easy as it used to be a disgrace to the U.S. Congress. Just amazing. And then I'm like, well, wow, no, zero, moron, U.S. Capitol police officers died or were killed that day. And you are a giant liar. Oh, yeah, but the news media and the Democrats, they count like a, unfortunately, police officers have about the highest suicide rate of any profession in the United States. And 8 months later, there was after January 6th, a D.C. Metropolitan police officer committed suicide, tragically. And the news media attributes that to January 6th deaths. And this guy said on January 6th, no police officers died on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. There might have been others that were murdered by Democrats somewhere in the country because Democrats murder a lot of police officers. But that's amazing. So that was his first whopper of a lie to earn the Lion Sacagawea Merit Badge from the U.S. Army. Then he said this.
I think it's really a question of the rule of law and folks who believe in rule of law and folks who don't. And I think that's why you saw three former Democratic presidents there with President Biden.
That's why it's the rule of law. You guys are the ones that riot and burn our cities, Seattle, Portland, Chicago, Minneapolis, Kenosha, Washington, New York. My neighborhood has been looted repeatedly by Democrats. This neighborhood around the radio station has been looted repeatedly by Democrats. You sack and burn and plunder and overturn burning police cars. You shoot and kill people, and at least 24 people were killed in the George Floyd riots across the country. And you're praising this career criminal, junkie, drug addict who died of heart failure because he was resisting arrest again with fentanyl and methamphetamine coursing through his system, but never let the truth get in the way of a big fake story. And wait a minute, he said that there were three former presidents on stage. And again, I was scratching my head. This guy is very severely mentally impaired. Michael, what did he say about there being three? Now, we know that Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton were on stage. Bill Clinton was just there looking for some mogambo. He's looking for dates because he's not in real good with Hillary, and even if he was, you know. But there were three, and two of them were former presidents. One of them was a current president. But Patrick Murphy, a former member of the House of Representatives and Army Secretary under Barack Obama, gets this wrong, too.
That's why you saw three former Democratic presidents there with President Biden.
You saw three former presidents there with President Biden, and that, of course, makes no sense at all. That's not true. How dumb is this man? Just amazing. He got his BA at King's College, and he got his law degree at Widener University, then Secretary of the Army and Army Judge Advocate General Corps. And then I was marveling at that when, over the weekend, Democrat Congressman James Clyburn, always good for a tragic laugh, said the same thing. And I'm just, is Joe Biden a former president? We just don't know it yet.
Three former presidents, all three of whom have had their challenges, but every one of them stood for what is right in this country, and that is to protect this democracy.
Yeah, democracy is under assault by the people rioting and looting and plundering and burning police cars and sacking businesses and bankrupting them and made metropolitan areas across the country too dangerous for civilized people to visit, and restaurants are shutting down because of all the robberies, and of course in D.C., liquor stores and everything else. There was a rapper shot and killed in a pot store in Washington the other day on Georgia Avenue. Police are looking for Democrats in that. And the rule of law, you have the temerity to use the words rule of law in sequence. How comically absurd. Wow, just amazing. You guys. So wait a minute, three former presidents and all three, you know, he said it twice, three former presidents on stage with Joe Biden. These are not the brightest people in the world. Let me just start with that. Just scratching the surface on this. These are dumb people. These are not serious people. They're not well-informed people. They don't follow the news. They don't know what they're looking at when they watch Joe Biden on stage with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. They see three former presidents and they go on and on about it. Also, did anybody notice that we had Joe Biden, who is the current president for Democrats listening along, and former presidents Barack Obama and Bill, the underage intern hound Clinton, and on stage, there were no American flags anywhere in the building at Radio City Music Hall, where they raised $26 million from billionaires, many of whom paid up to $500,000 each to be there, get a reception beforehand with Biden and Obama and Clinton, and get your picture taken. I think if you brought your best girl, it would be $1 million to you. By Annie Leibovitz taking your picture. You can put it on your Christmas card. You probably don't send out Christmas cards, though. There will be no American flags in the background. And remarkable stuff. Yeah, sure. There were five officers killed at the Capitol on January 6th. There are three former presidents on stage. And then there are three former presidents on stage with Joe Biden. And they're defending democracy while they're trying to take Donald Trump and RFK Jr. off the ballot everywhere they can and to keep them from being available to voters across the street, just like we see in third world countries, beep hole countries in Africa. We see it in Russia, in Venezuela, in Senegal, in Africa. They're taking their opponents off the ballot. And the Democrat Party is doing that here to save democracy. It's like that line out of the Vietnam War. They had to destroy democracy in order to save it. Aren't they remarkable? Hey, I still haven't gotten to the desecration of Easter by the Democrats yesterday and the atheist Easter egg roll at the White House today. Coming up.
I was with the Green Beret, Special Unit Battalion's Commando Airborne Tactics, Specialist Tactics Unit Battalion. Yeah, it was real hush-hush. I was Agent Orange. That was my name, Agent Orange. Special Agent Orange. That was me.
You know, it's good to be a Democrat, babe. They have the news media in their back pocket. They have Saturday Night Live. Where do you hear this Muslim guy on Saturday Night Live that they had as an alleged comedian? It was quite remarkable. I was watching it again, my brother visiting, one of my brothers visiting from Chicago. And it was really a remarkable Saturday Night Live thing. They had a fake Donald Trump impersonator who didn't do too bad a job of Trump impersonation. A lot of people do Trump impersonations, and sometimes they're quite funny. But they had the Trump impersonator, and it was, again, Holy Saturday, the night before Easter Sunday, which in Democrat Party circles is Transgender Day of Visibility, not to be confused with Transgender Day of Vengeance, because the Democrat Party is mentally ill and violently criminally insane. But the open of Saturday Night Live, they mocked Easter, they mocked Christians, they mocked Jesus Christ, they mocked Trump, which is fine. You know, you mock the president. They don't mock Biden very rarely, and when they do, it's very brief and very mild. But the Saturday Night Live people decided to open with an attack, a mockery of Easter and of Christians, because that's how I'm looking at the clock. I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't go in because there is more audio than I can reasonably get to right now with the amount of time that I see on the clock. And then they had a comedian on, again, Holy Saturday, just about midnight. And he told us that Muhammad was the best prophet and the last prophet. And the crowd liked that because the Democrat Party has raised generations of anti-Western, feeble-minded, ignorant, violent, anti-American, anti-Christian bigots. Oh, and they're anti-Semites, too. Got that coming up.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.